This is St. Louis Public Radio. Today, we continue our series that looks at how issues related to Ferguson are being discussed in area classrooms. From pulpits to protests, a wide cross-section of St. Louis's religious leaders have been deeply involved with demonstrations following the fatal police shooting of Michael Brown on August the 9th. And as St. Louis Public Radio's Tim Lloyd tells us, for some teachers at religious schools in St. Louis, teaching Ferguson is a matter of faith.
The 16 boys in Dan Stout's theology class at Chaminade High School have their heads bowed in prayer. When the prayer ends, Stout begins to show students at the all-boys Catholic High School a series of photos from protests in Ferguson. He then asks his students to tell him what they think the people in the pictures are feeling. The first photo is of Missouri Highway Patrol Captain Ron Johnson embracing an unidentified woman. The next picture shows a protester yelling at a stoic-faced police officer in full riot gear.
You guys ever see someone in pain and it moves you?
Yeah.
Yeah. And that's easy when it's a car accident, maybe, right? But when it's somebody that's saying things I don't like or angry, it's a lot more difficult, isn't it?
But Stout tells his students that really doesn't matter because Catholic beliefs compel them to consider other points of view.
People don't want to hear this stuff about race, though, but we have to. If we say we live in the gospel message, we got to listen.
This is Stout's lesson for the day. Students need to work their ability to empathize like a muscle until they're strong enough to see the humanity in even the most disparate of viewpoints.
That's the call. You know, how can I see the truth in what they're saying even if I don't like how they're saying it?
But with a tuition of almost $17,000, many students at the predominantly white school don't have a direct relationship with the long simmering racial and socioeconomic frustrations that boiled over this past August. LaRon Green is a junior and lives near where protests broke out in Ferguson. He came to the school last year, and as an African-American, he says he felt like an outsider at first. When race came up during class discussions, raising his hand used to feel awkward. But he says that's not the case anymore.
Now this year, I'm not the only black student. It's like three of us, I believe, in this class. So along with that, and it being post-Ferguson, I automatically open up.
At Saul Merowitz Jewish Community School, a group of bright-eyed children have gathered in the library for a morning service. Administrators here have just drawn up plans to weave Ferguson into their curriculum.
In Jewish tradition, inaction is not an option.
Cheryl Mayan is Saul Merowitz's head of school.
Our goal is to help our students be able to face and respond to any kind of complex social issue that arises, and Ferguson is a great example.
So when third grade students learn about the civil rights movement, they'll be asked to draw comparisons to Ferguson. In fourth grade, kids learn how to lobby their state representatives, and this year they'll be looking for causes that represent underlying issues raised by events in Ferguson. Middle school students will be reading news articles related to Ferguson and then writing essays about what they think should happen next. Rabbi Scott Slarsky is director of Jewish life at Saul Merowitz. Like Dan Stout at the all-boys Catholic high school at Chaminade, he says teaching Ferguson is a matter of faith.
We have an obligation as Jews to sort of filter our own spirituality through the experience of others. That is an essential component of our spirituality to advance the interests of other people who are not being treated fairly.
He says historic persecution and the deep scars of anti-Semitism compel Jews to consider the issues of racial and social injustice that many protesters say Ferguson represents. And Slarsky points to one of the earliest texts in the Jewish tradition that says it's not up to you to finish the task of repairing the world, but neither are you free to ignore it. I'm Tim Lloyd, St. Louis Public Radio.